morning, Aike, and welcome back again to our studio.
Good morning, Miriam.
It's been quite some time in between the white lines. The project went well. Yam and Asia also went down. They were rewarded.
Yes.
But we are here today to talk about spirit and nature.
Yes.
Because it was announced on our net, and most of us, we were asking, what is spirit and nature?
Yes.
You announce a month-long Sunday's event.
Yes.
And my first, surprise was, where is the venue of those events? So,
yes.
What is that all about?
So, spirit and nature is the place in an Auroville forest, Anusuya. Uh-huh. And it exists actually since more than 20 years that I have put my energy in building up this place. And I always had activities there with kids and some with adults. But now it's like I'm, call it really spirit and nature and as a center, because I moved out and now it's more like a place where people can come, young and old, and I offer some programs, which I already did before, but a bit more, and also with collaborations.
And these programs are focusing on what? The title Spirit and Nature gives some kind of clue, but it's probably a specific line of work you are focusing on, or the way how you do it?
Yes. So, this place for me is really important in the sense that it's in nature, and I'm very close to nature, and I have always put a lot of, love into what I did there. And so I think when people come, they feel that there is a beauty and a care and a certain joy in the place. And so they love to come. And for me, this environment is already very nourishing. Mm. And inside that, I share if people want to know how does it come like this. That is one of the thing I do. It's like some people ask, how do you do it? Or, how do you... It seems so simple and natural for me because it's my way of doing. But so that's one thing, is like how to create a sacred place, I could say. But it's much more, because from offering nature exploration sessions with children and world games with children, I also went more and more into deepening the way of exploring nature. So I went, for example, to South Africa because I have an uncle there, and I got into connection with, for example, Anna Breitenbach, who is this animal communicator. So I show this movie documentary tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I will also share about my meeting with her and making a workshop with her, and exploring also other aspects of nature connection. So I will just, in this April month, give introductions into several subjects which I have touched upon, with also other people who offer things. Mm-hmm. But this center is still very open in how it will come about. But as a basis, it's based on a love and respect for nature, and from there, learning to build worlds which are or expressing from that heart space. Because for me, nature connect us with the heart space, the soul space, and from there expressing whatever one has to express, or our purpose. Mm. So it's nature as a helper for that.
For someone to find the channel, how to express?
Maybe it can work in different ways. I think in the sense that if you are connected to your deepest self, or to, there are different channels, but for me nature works. Mm-hmm. So other people who might be inspired by that, it might help them. Mm-hmm. And So that's somehow my offering to this world or to Orville, or what I can do, and find there, feel free to find their channel.
As far as I know, insofar you were working with children mostly, in a therapeutic sense, with a sandbox, with art therapies?
No. I work with TLC, the learning children. Community. Yeah, and it's not therapeutic, so it's part of their program as a free activity, free choice. And a world game has been, or sand play has been used in Oroville since very long, since the beginning, and never therapeutically in Oroville. It's, one can say, it's a bit like pre-therapeutically, or in a way that you can express pre-therapeutic, or, like some people call it like that. I don't know. But it's more a way to know yourself. And again, in a special environment of care, and where they feel secure, safe, and express. And this can go in many ways. And I just hope to bring a moment of magic, which they remember, actually, a magic moment, which they will maybe remember in their later life, like...
You mentioned the world games. What do you mean by that?
World games, it has been inspired by a poem from Sri Aurobindo. Mm-hmm. It's called World Game. And it's really the play of spirit and nature. There we come to the title. Spirit is, when I say connection to nature, it's actually connection to spirit in nature. Mm-hmm. And nature is really an expression of spirit in all its beauty and marvel. And so world game, it's like a game of creation, to express in all these different ways, and to not to forget that, and to find in this amazing beauty of the world, to find back that connection to something deeper. So in that sense, it's a game of the world, and one owns one's role in what is one own gift and role in this world, to play the game in this world. So that's
so it's similar to, as I know, the premises of integral education is for the teacher especially and the parents to find the mission of the soul of the child, what he's supposed to do on the planet, no?
Yeah, something well, for children, for adults, I do, vision games, I call it. I just started that. I will announce it a bit more in the future. I started, so it's the same principle, but a bit more with a preparation to it's a bit like a vision, small vision quest, or a dream board, making a dream. But with the sand play, and again with nature as an inspiration, and for children, I would say it's more to offer a place where they, as I mentioned before, they feel a little bit the magic of life, and the place is a little bit like a fairy house, and so I think they feel that, and they have a freedom, and from there anything which wants to express, and of course behind there is also always a respect for all the beings, and but anything which wants to express, and so it's a natural process of letting
emerge,
trusting that something will emerge, and so it happens on a daily basis. Like you are there, what do we do today? We have some ideas, but what will emerge and what wants to emerge and.
Sounds interesting and actually inviting. Well, let's focus on this month. You said every Sunday is going to be screening over the movie. And I know that tomorrow it's a following questions and answer session. You will explain how your encounter with Anne Bannenberg went. And you said workshop. What did you learn and so forth. So what about the other three Sundays?
Yeah, the three other Sundays, the week after, in the morning we meet in the forest. The movies are in another place because in the forest I don't have electricity. But in the morning we will meet with Alison, who is maybe known as the Dolphin Way, and she and I will come together and speak about our encounters, our very strong soul encounters, I would say, with she with dolphins and me with the white lions. Mm-hmm. And so we will share about these encounters and how, what it did in our life and whatever comes up in a spontaneous and also structured way. And in the evening we will show something, a documentary. One is The Journey. It's about also a woman and her her encounter with dolphins and birth. Mm-hmm. And me, something around the white lions. I will announce it more precisely. And the Sunday after, there will be a walk in the forest in the evening with Kalyananda. She's changed her name. It's Josephine. A silent walk to appreciate this beautiful forest we have, and just to enter again, you know, in the silence, which is very rare now also, to find a little bit silent places. So it's very important to preserve that also, I feel, on this planet. It's to honor that. And in the morning, Samrat, who is the caretaker there, will share his heart meditation. Then the week after, we have, it's Earth Day then, and Patricia will share and facilitate about excerpts from modern Sri Aurobindo's writings and poems, all centered around the theme of the play of spirit in nature and world game. So she will share this. And in the evening there will be a movie about what we call the first people, the Bushmen, and a special hunt which is called the dance. I forgot now. And it's really about a dance in a hunt, and which is full of connection and reverence and this deep knowledge they had and this deep connection they had and they still have, some of them, with nature, and how a hunt is not at all something how it is now. It was something full of love, and one can see this, the great dance.
It used to be
called
a ritual, yeah?
This
used to be a ritual of thanking to the gods.
Yes.
And thanking to the spirits of the animals.
Yeah.
That they become food for somebody who needs to survive.
Exactly. And in
but
the
it's gratitude towards
yes,
the divine.
Yes. And this movie shows it very nicely. It's the same person who made The Animal Communicator and whom I met. And I also did a week-long kind of workshop with him. So we explored all. He's a researcher into the first people, the San Bushman. Mm-hmm. And so I will also share my experience with him, and with the subject, and some people I met also.
With him, you said before, Anne Brandt, she, no?
That's for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And Greg is the one who made the movie and who researches especially the first people, the San Bushman. And I also, by chance, met several people who are now educated, but who have fully the lineage of the San Bushman. And so I got into contact with that, and I just share what I experienced. Mm-hmm. And one can wonder what is the importance of all that, but it's really shows this space, this almost eternal space where they were in, you know, these moments of full connection, universal connection. It's not that we have to go back to the old times. That's what I wanted to say. It's not that we have to go back, but we can still learn a lot from these two, especially in these times where we lose a little bit track of where we are at in. So I feel it's something good to remember and from there make our next steps.
True. Sounds interesting enough. And in the way you are describing those Sundays, I understood it's actually the full day event.
Some are only evening, some are morning and evening.
Okay, let's just focus on tomorrow. So tomorrow morning,
it's... Tomorrow it's at
6:30. It's only evening.
And I would be glad if somebody wants to come that just give me a small email or something because the place is limited. So that's...
So it's advanced that we register beforehand.
Yes, Spirit and Nature at Oroville.org/in. So that will be more in the center of the city. I will explain when you register.
Mm-hmm. So basically we need to register and then we follow the instructions.
Yes, yes, like yes. Then it's very simple. It's very simple and
How many people you can facilitate?
Yeah. Oh, and there is enough space actually because now there's not so many people around. Mm-hmm. So I think I can... 10, 15, like that, up to 15 people can come.
Up to 15, actually, that's a small number, no?
Huh?
That's a small number.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't, maybe 20, you know, if that would be really, but I don't think there is so much.
You don't think there's enough interest in the community for that?
Well, it's summer.
Children, no? I mean, yes, it's summer, but still we have lots of children and the school finish at the end of April, no?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
After the Earth Day.
Yeah, everybody is welcome. No, okay. Sure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
See you on one of those events.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you.